Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on George Not Found.
How about this? Why don't we do something else for a little bit?
Like what?
Kiss.
What?
Why did you look away?
George Not Found is a Minecraft YouTuber and one of the members of the famed Dream Team. Obviously, he is a part of the Dream SMP as well. He does incredibly well for a YouTuber. He is currently at 9.38 million subscribers on YouTube and 4.3 million followers on Twitch. And that is actually a super good ratio to have from YouTube to Twitch. Usually people will have like a really high Twitch and a low YouTube or vice versa. So I am really impressed he actually has this ratio here. So hats off to him. I basically have gone through and I've taken the past week to kind of look at his videos and watch them and kind of see what I think about him. So here we go. George Not Found is a super fun creator. He does a lot of Minecraft videos. That's pretty much all I've seen. But he has some super good reoccurring kind of like formulas that he does that actually make for good content. Basically, one thing that he does in one of his most popular videos is Minecraft, but my friend is a dog. And in that video, Dream is basically a dog, like the mob, like the ones you tame, the wolves you tame. And he can only hurt other mobs, and he can't pick anything up, he can't mine. And he acts like a regular dog where George can make him sit, George can feed him, and he teleports to George. So that's really, really fun. Because I personally, and I've watched a lot of Minecraft videos at this point, have never really seen a content that way. Usually the mods are a bit different, and since Dream is such a like a, you know, a famous creator as well, it makes it all the better. So it's a cool formula that I would assume George has created, and he has done a really good job with it. He has also done Parrot, Horse, and Axolotl, I think, and they have all been super good. The cool thing about these videos is usually when you see Dream and George together, which you see them pretty often since they are the Dream Team, usually when you see them together, it is Dream in kind of the place of power. Dream is, I would say, objectively the better Minecrafter. He's really good at the game, so usually when he plays with George, he's in control. But in this scenario, it puts George in the place of power and kind of, you know, changes the power dynamic a bit. So I think it's super fun to watch it that way. And they have a good dynamic going, and you can tell their friends the way they act, the way they communicate. They're super good together. His most popular video is actually one about him being colorblind. Basically, George is colorblind, so yeah, that's pretty much the extent of it, and he gets these colorblind glasses so he can see color for the first time, where people in normal videos will get those colorblind glasses and then go, you know, maybe to a scenic place or just, you know, outside and look around. George tests those colorblind glasses by playing Minecraft. Which is, it's funny because it actually works. Because you usually see George in a Minecraft sense, and people at the time made fun of him for not telling blocks apart. And I would say most Minecraft blocks are like recognizable. So you could tell that he was like so surprised by something that seems so easy to people who are not colorblind. So that was a cool video. He did that with Dream as well. And it was super good. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was awesome. I think he did a really good job with it. And it was like a bit drawn out, but it was cool to see his reaction because you could see it was very genuine. He would like keep going and like looking back at like one block over and over and over again, which is how you could tell that it was realistically he was like seeing these colors for the very first time, which was pretty sick. It felt like you were experiencing it along with them both. And Minecraft was a medium I've never seen something like that before. So it was interesting to see it, to say the very least. Another series he does. This one, I'm going to be honest, it's not my personal favorite, but a lot of people like it. It's in a lot of the most populars, which is Minecraft, But If You Laugh, You Lose, where the Dream Team plus Carl all try to make George laugh, and George's goal is beating Minecraft. So George tries to beat Minecraft, and they can't hinder him in any way, but they can make anything like around the landscape spawn anything that won't hurt him to try to make him laugh, or just, you know, generally talk in a Discord call and stuff like that, although they can't affect his progress, which is a very cool idea. The only personal problem that I have with that is that I don't really identify with their humor that much. I think they're super cool creators and they're super cool guys. All their content is awesome. But I don't laugh at their humor that much. And although, like, it's different when you're, especially when you're in that Discord call, a lot of things, a lot of inside jokes can be super funny. But as someone who doesn't really watch them enough, maybe to get those inside jokes, or as, you know, just has a different type of humor against them, I couldn't really make it all the way through. I think that's going to be a very polarizing video that's hit or miss for a lot of people. Because obviously, if you like that humor, if you really fit in with that group's dynamic, you're going to love that video. That video is going to be awesome for you. I mean, it got 27 million views for Pete's sake. It obviously, a lot of people like it. But if you're like me and maybe you're new to this channel, so their dynamic's not your favorite or you're not that used to it, it may be a little bit of a miss. And that's kind of how things are going to go. And I believe those are like kind of the main series he has, which are pretty cool. And some kind of one-off videos that I've watched from him that I think are pretty awesome is one, his most recent one, which is Minecraft, but mobs try to kidnap my friends. In that, he plays with Dream and Sapnap, and basically all the mobs in the game touch Dream or Sapnap, and they run away with them. And then a timer starts, and once George gets them back, the timer stops. And if the timer runs out, I think it was like 30 minutes in all, before they can beat the game, they lose. And here's the thing about this one. Spoiler alerts ahead if you have not seen the video. What I appreciated about this one is that this challenge was hard, because these Endermen would keep stealing Dream and Sapnap, and obviously looked difficult. At this point, I was a little nervous, because what makes a challenge interesting, like going to beat the game, is the fact that you could lose. In every video before I had watched this, they won. So I was like, please, please, please. This looks really hard. And they already had to reset the timer because I think George misjudged how hard it would be. So it started at like 10 minutes and then they kind of went through that fast, then moved it to 25, which was still fair. But once they made it to the end, they ended up failing. But I was nervous there for a moment, because if you don't show any failure, then there's really no tension in the video. You're like, oh, if this made it onto his YouTube, he probably succeeded, so I don't really care. So having that failure, although it seems simple, actually really helped. I was like, okay, the tension is back. Will they or won't they, you know, beat Minecraft has now still a concern, which I thought was super, super cool. Because some YouTubers can go that whole I only win route, which I find not interesting, and he chose to actually not do that, which I think was a very good choice. Okay. Moving on, another video that I liked, and it was actually maybe my favorite, was Minecraft Death Swap 3. This was really creative and I actually loved it a lot. So this was a mod where basically Dream and George Not Found would play, and then like every 2 minutes or so they would swap positions in the world, and the first one of them to die lost. So what they would try to do is they would set up traps for each other, which was interesting and fun. So, you know, right as the timer was going to switch them, George would be in the middle of jumping into, like, a pool of lava, and Dream would be, like, throwing himself off a mountain. Stuff like that. So they would always have to have their water buckets ready and stuff like that when they switched. And what was cool about this is that they were very creative. Especially since it was the third one, you could tell they actually had already done a lot of stuff, but it also meant they were getting more and more creative. So I thought that was fun. It's 30 minutes, so it was a bit lengthy, but there was a lot of rivalry here and rivalry there. So it was like a generally fun video to watch. I really enjoyed that one because it was different than the normal Let's Beat the Game. It was, you know, a bit of a different kind of flow to the video while still being in that, you know, Minecraft setting. So that was pretty cool. I really appreciated that. I thought that was a good video, possibly my favorite video, and what I think to be his best video. He only has videos from up to a year ago, so there was actually a fair amount for, I would assume a year may actually be like 2 years ago. Fair amount for that, but you know, you can always upload more, but it seems like he has quality over quantity because all of his videos have like over 10 million views. What I would give as feedback. Now, here's the thing. If you guys, you know, listen to the podcast, you know that for podcast terms, I run relatively shorter episodes, only around 20 minutes. And that's very short for a podcast. Podcasts a lot of times run to an hour, hour and a half. I have an incredibly short attention span. Now, this, I think, may have just been quarantine messed it all up, and it got way worse. But I cannot pay attention for that long. So on these longer videos where he tries to beat the game, and it's like 30 minutes, 25 minutes, I sometimes lose interest around 15. So it took a bit for me to stay. Now, here's the thing. I say this, but I am in no room to give advice. I'm not in any room. He is getting like 10 million and more views a video. I shouldn't be in the conversation right now. That is just my personal opinion. I kind of like a shorter one. And since his audience and Dream's audience both like longer ones, I think it fits well. But I like a shorter one. I like to kind of that quick kind of snap, snap, snap content. His is more and you kind of get to see the full extent of them beating the game, except for I think like the walking. Maybe it takes longer, but that's what it looks like. And yeah, that's how that usually goes. The other piece of feedback I would give. I said with Bed Wars, having the same setting every time was super good, which I do believe it gives your audience something that you can expect. But if the situation changes, you know, things are different, so people enjoy that. The issue I found here was that sometimes in these mod videos, in these friend is a blank videos, when he goes to attempt to beat the game, the situation doesn't change that much. In, you know, Minecraft Manhunt, there's a bit different. There's another hunter, or I don't know, they have a different environment, stuff like that. But in this one, you kind of get to see some repeats. I also watched a lot of videos in the row trying to research this. So, you know, the normal person may not notice it. But, like, after you see George be surrounded in a cave, like, for the fifth video in a row, after you see them kind of get attacked by ghasts in another for the sixth video, third video in a row, it starts to get a bit repetitive. And that is, like, a bit of a problem. That's why I really appreciated the Death Swap 3 video, because it kind of broke out of that, and I thought that was a good variation while still having Dream and still being entertaining, but was not just beating the game. So in respect to what I would like say could do differently, since that video also got a lot of views, I would just throw in a bit more of that. Maybe that doesn't do well, but yeah, that's what I felt like at least. Other than that, he's a super good creator. He seems to work hard, you know, pushing past 10 million on YouTube. I think he can do it. Yeah. He also has other channels. He has Not George Not Found, George Not Found Shorts, George Was Found, and George Not Found His Dreams, which all are, like, pretty much all are over a million except for the Shorts channel. So yeah, go check him out. I want to do one more thing on content before we get to the end, but it's not really related to George. I didn't want to clickbait this, so that's why I didn't. But if you follow, you know, my podcast for a while, I do a fair amount of Dream SMP podcasts. I never really was a Dream SMP fan to begin with, but I have been more involved in the community now that I do these podcasts. And one of my best podcasts that has ever been made, numbers-wise, is the one on Technoblade. So, like, I was enthusiastic about that one because I really liked his channel and I think it came across. If you were not following recently, Technoblade came out with a video, I think that was titled Why I've Been Missing. And in it, he explained that he has cancer. And that was, like, one of those kind of random hits. By no means would I consider myself, like, a major Technoblade fan or stan. I just am an appreciator of his videos. To have just kind of someone like that who's maybe even like in the perimeter of your life, even though I don't know Technoblade, parasocial relationships and all, I was like, whoa. So, yeah, it sucks. Cancer sucks. That happens sometimes. I would ask all of you, if you didn't know, to maybe go watch that video. If you were ever thinking about buying a plushie, now is the time to support him. I think he's coming out with more videos soon because he said that's what he enjoys while he is like still able before he goes to his next round of chemo. So yeah, help him out, watch his videos, do all of that. It sucks, man. It really sucks. Like him, just support him in any way you can. Cancer sucks, and I you know, especially if someone, I don't think he's been doing many unruly things. So especially someone who's kind of trying to stay safe and in the pandemic, it's kind of like a worst case scenario. So give him a like, go look out for new videos, make sure that his channel is doing well. That's all I would like to say. Continue on reviews. I think we had one review this week from Nautilus Gamer, I believe, who suggested Wally Bear. And I've definitely seen Wally Bear in a few of the other Bed Wars videos, so I will be checking him out hopefully at some point. I don't know how he fits into the queue of recommendations right now, but I'll hope to check him out at some point. Thank you guys for all the support recently. I really appreciate it. I know this video was very late this week compared to the others. That was because it was my first day of school on yesterday. And, yeah, so I was doing a lot, getting summer work done, all of that, having the first day of school, so, thank you guys for, you know, waiting so long. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for today. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.